Have you ever seen one that's shaped kind of like this, like the letter X? You could put a log right there in the middle.
Yeah, I've used a whole lot of
them. Is that a sawhorse too?
No, that's, I don't know what you'd use. It's bound to be a type of a sawhorse, but we used to be bad throw slabs from a sawmill and take cross cuts on and saw them like that. And we just call it a saw rack.
Saw rack. Mm-hmm. What about when you're in the bathroom in the morning? Sometimes you'll straighten your hair with a comb and a what else?
Brush.
Brush. All right. When you use one of those things, you say you're going to. Not the comb, but the other one. You say you need to
brush
your hand. What about, I don't know if you see them anymore, but in barber shops used to, if you were going to get a shave, the barber would sharpen his razor on one of these long leather things.
Yeah.
What is that thing called?
A leather strap. I mean, a razor strap.
Razor strap.
Yeah. I used to have one. Somebody got my straight razor. I used to shave all the time with a straight razor.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What about, I don't know if you hunt or anything like that, but...
Houston did.
Houston?
Yeah, I used to be a bird hunter, quail hunter.
Yeah, you put a shell in a shotgun, but what would you put in a rifle or a pistol?
Cartridge.
Talking about some things that you might have played on when you were little. You know this thing that, it's really just a long board that's anchored in the middle. You could go up and down on it like
seesaw.
That.
Seesaw. Yeah.
You'd say you were doing what when you were playing?
Seesawing.
Seesaw.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a...
Flying Jenny?
Yeah, those go around.
Yeah.
What would you say you were doing when you were on that?
On the Flying Jenny.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a long limber board that was anchored at both ends so that you could jump up and down on the middle of it?
No,
never
I
seen one of those. Mm-hmm. What about these things that are suspended from the limb of a tree, you know, with ropes, and you could get on it, sit down on it, go out and back like that? That's just a
swing.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned having a stove and coal. What do you call that thing that you keep your coal in next to the fireplace or whatever? That container.
Hardwood. Lots of people call it a coal scuttle, but I don't never use it there. It don't last no time. I always pick me up a grease bucket too, and that's all I ever use for it. In the school, scuddy. In other words, wear out about a year. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty expensive. They give me a 35-pound bucket, and it'll last you. Two of them will last you a year, maybe 2 years. But no expense.
You mentioned a flue a while back. Now, is that the thing on the outside of the house, or what?
Runs up through the house.
Runs up through the house. And the thing that goes from the stove to the chimney. What's that?
Well, you could attach a flue to the chimney and let it run back in your house and let it smoke go out the chimney. It'd still be called a flue.
Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about is, you know, the pipe that goes from the stove itself